USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is again speaking out about a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine. While attending the Munich Security Conference, Vice President Harris said they've seen Russia do this type of thing before. She said this to Ukrainian President Zelensky.
The United States takes seriously the importance of the integrity and the territorial integrity of Ukraine and your sovereignty. And the United States stands with Ukraine.
She also said there would be a swift and united response if an invasion does take place. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson also addressed the Russian threat.
Whatever happens in the next few days and weeks, we cannot allow European countries to be blackmailed by Russia. We cannot allow the threat of Russian aggression to change the security architecture of Europe.
This is USA Radio News.
Billy Girard, I'm here with George, a longtime user of Revive One. George, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
I've had some plantar fasciitis on the bottoms of my feet that have been really hurting. There wasn't anything that could relieve them quickly except for the Revive. Yeah, I've tried all kinds of other products that have been available. Well, I just want to say, you know, with the Revive product, I can see almost an instantaneous improvement. It's a great product.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state is changing direction to fight the coronavirus.
We move out of the pandemic phase and we move into a phase which should allow you confidence that we are not walking away, that we're taking the lessons learned and we're leaning into the future.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state is changing the direction to fight the coronavirus. He says they're moving out of crisis and looking towards prevention as well as quick reactions to outbreaks without mandates. He says mitigation efforts like masks won't be required but will still be encouraged for safety. Also, people who are protesting COVID mandates in Canada have moved back from border crossings, but they're still in downtown Ottawa.
These are garbage.
You're all being recorded.
Police have begun to make arrests for those few individuals who are causing violence, but other protesters are still remaining. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Following last year's reports from the mother of Tamir Rice that Black Lives Matter activists were profiting from the police killing of her child, Amazon has dropped Black Lives Matter from its charity platform, Amazon Smile. This comes after the group failed to disclose where tens of millions of dollars in donations have gone. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Donnell says BLM has failed to assist the communities in need of the group's aid.
So there's a lot of people in the Black community who were happy to see an organization that was coming to rally to the defense of the fears and the concerns and the pain that they were having. But unfortunately, what has happened is that this organization has taken in the money but not given any support.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Three people were hospitalized after their helicopter crashed into the shallow waters just off Miami Beach. The chopper came down near 10th Street and Ocean Drive. Two of the passengers sustained trauma injuries and were taken to Ryder Trauma Center at Jackson Memorial Hospital. According to the Miami Beach Fire Rescue, all three survivors are now in stable condition. Video posted on Twitter by the Miami Beach Police Department shows the moment the helicopter came down very close to people who were swimming in the water. An investigation is underway. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.